case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up?
Hi.
What up?
Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I mean, these two already, like, enough. Are they ever going to get back together, Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick? Like,
No. What
are we doing? I cannot with these two flirting. It is so obvious he's in love with her and always has been.
Yeah.
And he tries to move on instead of getting his life together. And instead he moves on with, you know, Sophia Richie, who's like 12. I'm exaggerating, but, you know, 19 or
much
whatever.
Much younger, yes.
And then he, even though he's 40, by the way, almost. And he keeps doing this thing where, because they spend so much time together as a family, which makes sense. I'm all for that. They have three kids together. Hello.
Yeah.
But you can totally tell he's so into her. It just cracks me up. And so, and you know, when you're hanging out with somebody all the time, that's not going to make you not want them. Right?
Yeah. And then you start to get sick of things and you think the grass is greener. And then you realize that you got to water your own yard. And there's also dog poop in every yard. So regardless of what yard you go to, the grass may be greener.
When you are dealing with a guy like that who's got like substance abuse issues, you know, he's got a lot of trauma from his parents dying, you know, around the same time.
Yeah.
You have to hold people like that accountable to get it together, right?
Yeah.
Or if you get in a relationship with somebody like him and you let him go crazy, which we've seen on the Kardashians numerous cycle, like every cycle he loses it, then you don't want to put up with that after a while when you have kids.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. It's like he probably could get her back, but he can't be consistent enough. Does that make any sense?
It does.
That she's like, no. So I get it.
Does he still carry around a cane everywhere, or is that like a phase that he went through?
I think that was a phase. I haven't seen it in a while. But I mean, I do want to say I think it's great that they hang out with their kids. I'm sure their kids really appreciate that, because the kids don't know the stuff, you know. But
he's the only
day he's in love with her, and
the only Kardashian I can stand because he doesn't give an F at all. He's like the one that gives the fewest Fs, and I love him.
Yeah, and he's not a Kardashian,
yes.
But he also has a messed up life because he doesn't give an F. Look at him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, come on,
right? Because with the rest of them, I don't really care. But Scott Disick, I'm like, yeah.
Oh
Scott
my
Disick.
God, who the hell cares?
What is the most inconvenient, annoying injury that you can give yourself? Self-inflicted. Not a horrible injury, but I'm talking about something small and inconvenient you can do to yourself that's just annoying for a good week. Take, for example, the pizza burn on the roof of your mouth, right? From eating a piece of pizza, you know it's hot, you know you're going to burn your mouth, but you're hungry, damn it, and it just got there, and you're like,
you take the pain.
Yeah, you do. And then you got the pizza burn on the roof of your mouth for at least a good week. At least, and it's the worst. You like that little droopy feeling on the top of your mouth. It's
Riggs,
the worst.
Riggs
it's
was the
worst.
Riggs, allow me to quote one T. Swift. Was the high worth the pain?
You know what? It was. It was, though. It was that
no,
cheesy.
No, really. Was it worth it? Like, at the end of the day?
At the end of the day, yes, it was.
I love that line.
It really was.
Even with pizza burning your mouth, it's true. Was it worth it?
Yeah. But that's one of those self-inflicted wounds that that you've done to yourself. It's just inconvenient. I mean, I'm not decapitated. I can still go about my day, but still, it's annoying. It's annoying. So
I agree.
What I was doing yesterday was pulling some weeds in my garden, like a 35-year-old man does in his house, right?
Yeah.
Taking some stuff out of my garden, and I go to pull a little weed out, not realizing there are little pricklers on the side of it.
You're an amateur.
I was just pruning some like leaves off of this tomato plant, taking some tomatoes off.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to have an awesome salad. This is going to be great. I don't need gloves for this. I'm just grabbing a couple things. Oh, there's a little weed. I should probably pull it out. Ah! And now I've got this tiny stinging pain on my finger. Only on one finger. But it's an annoying, inconvenient, stupid injury. It's stupid.
I have done that with pulling weeds. Like, I just wear gloves. I don't even attempt it because they are so, they are literally weeds.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they can suck it.
I'm sure.
I know.
You can suck
it. You know what
I
mean? Like, you can suck it trying to poke me. It's like, oh, you want tomatoes? You got to get poked first.
But has there been a time when you've done a stupid, like, dumb injury to yourself? It's just inconvenience you. A paper cut would be another one, by the way.
Oh, those are the worst.
I'll get it.
I got one over the weekend. I got two over the weekend. Allow me to show you because we're on FaceTime.
414-799-1037. You can call or text that number if you'd like to chime in. The
you can
inconvenient
tell everyone
injuries.
What I'm showing you. Because remember, I did my version virtual walk this weekend. Do you see the big
blister? Oh, look at that. That is a big blister on your heel. Ooh.
Huge blisters on both of my heels because we walked almost 5 miles. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but look, we walked farther than I've walked in a year. Okay, let me just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And so by the end, I had blisters and I was like, oh, now I have to put up with this for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So I put a Band-Aid on and totally fine. It was when I took the Band-Aid off is when they annoyed me. So I feel you. It's like one of those like avoidable, like I could have just put something around my feet or tied my shoes better.
Oh, yeah.
But no, you know.
It's a stupid, inconvenient injury and it sucks. And I get it because you're on your feet all the time. So 414-799-1037. What was your stupid, inconvenient injury? You can call or text that number.
Yeah, I got to open up the text.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next. We'll take your calls. We'll read your text next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM. The stupid, the annoying, the inconvenient injuries that you did to yourself. You did it yourself. It's 414-799-1037. You can use that number to call us or text us. We have some texts that have come in as well.
We have a ton of texts. I'll say it again because I know I'm the one that always misses the number when people say it. So I'm just going to say it one more time.
Please do.
It's a 414-799-1037.
Call or text that number.
I have to remember because I was watching something on TV that said text in and I could not catch the number no matter how many times they said it. And I thought, I wonder if people feel that way when we're saying the number.
Say it again. Same number you've been calling for years. Yeah. You can just call it or text it now. Both work.
Yeah, 799-1037. Okay, so on the text they say, rolling your ankle while walking. Ugh. Cut my armpit shaving.
Ooh, yeah.
And then the stubble was stabbing the cut whenever I put my arm down.
Oh, it's the worst. The worst every time your arm goes down.
Stubbed toes. I get that. Stuff like curling iron on my forehead. Ugh. That's a depth thing. That's like you have everything backwards in your mind because you're holding with the weird hands and you know what I mean? You can't see.
I can only imagine the beauty injuries from women for all the tools and things
what
you use around your, eyes.
Stupid. I admit it. I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous.
414-799-1037. You can also call like Nina and Racine. Nina, what's up? What's your stupid, self-inflicted, inconvenient injury? What was it?
So I decided to join roller derby at 35 and rolled my ankle, which somebody already said. But I'm a hairdresser, so I get hair slivers all the time.
Hair what?
What's that?
Slivers.
Yeah, what's that?
Like when we're cutting hair, people's hair gets embedded in our fingers sometimes.
What?
And it's self-inflicted. It's annoying and there's nothing we can do about it. So
hold on. I've never heard of this. Yeah. What do you mean it gets stuck in your hand?
Yes, I get hair slivers. Most hairdressers do. We just never really say anything to people.
Yeah, tell me more. Yeah. Well, I don't understand.
For instance, I'm a barber at Sport Clubs. Hey, holla.
What's up? I love Sport Clubs, by the way. That's where I go.
Thanks.
It's my spot.
And so, yeah, we cut men's hair, and a lot of guys have very thick, coarse hair, and sometimes we get hair slivers, yes, in the worst places.
I still don't know what the hell that means.
Is it like a splinter but with a human hair?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Oh. Okay.
Like if you were to rub your hand on some wood or something and you get a wood slipper.
So it's just
same
coarse
thing with hair.
And a little piece will get in your hand. I see.
And the hair can then cut you. That is wow.
Hey,
on behalf of
all men, I would like to apologize, but we don't know that it's happening, so we don't really need to.
No, we never say anything because it's inevitable.
It's just part of the gig. It's just part of it. You just know it and you do it. Yeah, there's all kinds of things with our jobs I get it.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's a self-inflicted injury. Nina, thanks for calling. We appreciate listening this morning. You can always call. You can too. Have a good day. 414-799-1037. Good morning. Who's this?
My name's Sydney.
Sydney, what's your stupid...
Oh, I thought it was Timmy. Timmy or Sydney?
Timmy.
Your stupid...
I win!
Self-inflicted, inconvenient injury. What is it?
Stepping on your children's Legos.
Oh, dude!
Are you trying to trigger me? Are you trying to trigger
me? You just triggered
right
a mother
now?
On the phone.
My 3-year-old son left his Legos on the floor as I was walking through, and I'm stepping over my 3-month-old stepson, and I step right on the Lego, right on the heel.
Oh, Timmy.
Triggered!
Timmy.
The you small don't ones. Even know how much I'm triggered by this right now with a six-year-old who's obsessed with Legos, and he leaves them everywhere. And I say, Hudson, pick up the Legos. And what does he do? He leaves them there. So you know what I do? I throw them away. And then he cries. And then he leaves more on the floor. It's a nightmare.
And it's even worse when they're the same color as the carpet. So you don't even see it coming. That's probably the worst. Timmy, thanks for calling, dude. We appreciate you listening.
Yep, no problem.
You can always call and text 414-799-1037. Be careful out there, all right? Stop injuring yourself. Now you can go to Chicago again if you want to. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Oh, like they didn't go anyway.
Right?
Okay, we've met the people in this state.
End of July, Chicago put us, Wisconsin rather, on a travel advisory, meaning if you went down to Chicago, they were asking you to quarantine for 14 days because of the surge in cases. But Chicago has now lifted us from that list, so we're allowed to go back to Chicago now without having to quarantine.
So what was the reason? Do we have a reason for the lift?
The reason, yes, is that, they've
more comfortable.
Yeah, they've dropped down to 15 daily infections per 100,000 residents, which is the lowest that they've been. So
Chicago's rates went down. That's what I was curious.
Chicago's went down, and Wisconsin's gone down a little bit too. So they updated
every day, and it never stays consistent. It goes really high, then it goes in the middle, then it goes high. And Mondays are low. That's a fact. Like, that's been a fact since the start. They know that numbers tend to be lower on Mondays because of the weekend testing. So it's funny, if you go look at Wisconsin, you see Monday dip, up, Monday dip. And it's crazy when you see it. But anyway, I digress.
So they do this data like every week. So they go through the data every Tuesday, and then it goes into effect on Friday, and they just reassess everything on a weekly basis because things are changing. Like you said, they're up, they're down, everything's changing on a weekly basis.
Yeah, so there's no consistency.
No.
That's what cracks me up. It actually doesn't crack me up. It's sad, but
so
nobody can get a hang of it.
If you were planning on going to Chicago, you don't have to quarantine now. Good for you.
I just think it's funny because we act like they weren't going anyway.
Right.
We act like people were really following the rules. Okay, I've seen your social media. You don't have to tell me.
We see your stories. We know what's up.
I see you.
It's KISS FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh my gosh. You missed it, but she's going to jail, okay?
Aunt Becky's
going to jail, yeah, for at least 2 months. Her and her husband, Massimo, yes, Massimo from Target, it cracks me up, the brand.
Yeah.
They are both going to prison. He's going to go for longer. I should say prison, not jail. But he will be going for maybe 5 months. But they have a ton of money they have to pay. What's that?
They're going to a white-collar facility. Let's be honest. They're not going to be in
whatever
with,
that means. They're I don't not even be know in what with, that means. I don't know.
They're not going to be in with murderers and rapists. They're going to be in a very nice prison facility where they can probably have access to privileges and luxuries
they're still going to be there more than a week. Felicity Huffman only served a week. You know what's so funny? They'd be done. This is so ridiculous. This is what happens when you don't take responsibility. And a year later, you're going to prison for it. Like,
she will not.
You should have just stepped up.
She will not serve 2 months. I guarantee she won't serve that full 2 months. No way.
Well,
no way.
Do you know some of the stuff? More stuff. I mean, more information we get on this, it's just more awful. There's all these emails that they got out. They told their daughter to play it cool with her nosy blank high school counselor. So they were like, they weren't only lying and cheating, they were encouraging their teenager to do it. Yeah. I mean, you can't.
They were writing, directing, and producing the whole thing. They orchestrated the whole thing.
You know, I just want to scream at rich white people for being stupid.
Well, yes, and that's what I'm saying.
God, these dummies.
Mark my words.
I'm so entitled. I'm going to write an email, and then I'm going to tell my entitled YouTube daughter to lie to everyone at her school. Yeah. It's like insanity.
Yeah. Mark
my
words.
What are we teaching these people?
It's August 19th. Mark my words, she will not serve that full sentence. No way. Even with
all the
lying
and everything.
Okay, but
I hope it's at least a month.
Way.
I hope she's at least a month.
Maybe. You're pushing it. I don't think she'll serve that much. It's
I think we should just take all their money away. That's how we should really torture people like that. Don't put them in prison. Just take a ton of their money away. They'll cry.
Make them go back to a real job. Go back and make minimum wage. Work at a Chili's.
I know they're already paying money. That's a fine.
Right?
But, like, honestly, like, that should be the real punishment. You tried to rip us off. We're going to rip you off, baby.
Right? You got to go work at a Chick-fil-A in Montana. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Riggs?
Yeah?
I got to tell you a story about a pregnancy test next, by the way.
What? Hold on. What?
Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard that.
You know what I said.
Hold on. You've had... Say that. Why would you just say that and not tell me anything? What the hell?
I had to tell you about the pregnancy test. I had a false positive. It's so hard to do, but I did.
Hold Jesus.
I was having a freak out.
I have to talk to you about this. I'm pissed at you right now. Hold on. A false positive pregnancy test. This is a thing that happens. Is it common that happens?
No, it's very hard to do, and it's a freaking nightmare for a woman. It's so hard to get a false positive because when you take a pregnancy test, it picks up a hormone in your urine that you're pregnant. Okay?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah,
that's why false positives are really rare. So you get a positive pregnancy test, like you're pregnant, sis. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you get a positive, usually.
You recall a moment with my wife and I don't know, a couple years ago when she hadn't had her time for quite
that's
a while,
right.
And we went out and got a test, and it came
that's
back.
Right.
It was coming back insufficient. It said like it couldn't read it. It couldn't read it, so we went and got a blood test. We had to get a blood pregnancy test.
You had to go get a blood. Oh,
yes.
I didn't do all that. Let me just tell you what happened.
Because the urine tests weren't working.
Okay, I was so freaked out when this happened. Uh-huh. I didn't tell anyone. Like, I'm probably going to get phone calls from my girlfriends right now who are like, are you joking me this happened? Because I literally didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Because I was so freaked out, but it's over so I can tell you.
Well, you may not be alone in this too, so go ahead.
Okay, so like, what, a week ago, I started thinking and I'm like, wait a second, where the hell is Aunt Flo? Like,
uh-huh.
I haven't had Aunt Flo in a couple of months. Like,
a
couple of months. And then I started thinking, because it's summer and it's, you know, we're home a lot. Oh, I'm home a lot. So I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not pregnant. So where the hell is my freaking Aunt Flo?
Are you on a BC that'll make you skip every once in a while? Makes you erratic?
No. Okay.
Some birth controls will do that.
I am definitely on birth control.
Yeah.
Amen to birth control. Women understand.
Well, I know some birth controls will make women be erratic with their time, with their menstruation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked, Riggs, because this all plays into the story.
Okay.
So I had gotten new birth control about a year ago when I started dating again.
Uh-huh.
And I got an IUD, which is very common with women now. Well,
you got a bomb in there? An IED?
Yes, I have a bomb in there. Okay. Actually, I do. Ask around. No, but anyway.
Bomb.
No, but seriously. it sounds so funny.
Forget the WAP. You got a bop.
I got a bop. So when I got my IUD put in, you know, they tell you you're going to have on and off, you know, ant flows for the next six months or so. It's going to be a little wonky.
Yeah.
So I just got used to constantly feeling like I was having it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Like it just got really annoying and then it would go away, but not. So I hadn't had it in 2 months, but I had still gotten it every month. So I started freaking out. I'm like, okay, like there's no way I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And then I start thinking, well, when's the last time you had sex? Like, there's no way.
When's the last time you played hot dogs and or donuts? Hmm?
Well, turns out it was the beginning of July, Riggs.
Oh, really?
So then I start having a real panic attack because now I realize I forgot I had gotten it on 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Are you following?
Yeah.
With nothing happening. So I get a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
I take it.
Was it a digital one or was it one with the lines? Like, because I want to paint a picture.
It was a line.
The lines.
It was a line.
I hate those.
Okay?
Those are the worst.
That's, you're not kidding, because let me finish. So I take the test. If you have one line, you're not pregnant. If you have two lines, you're pregnant.
Is that what it is? Because I always mess that part up.
Yes. Well, it's right on the package, you dummy, but you're a dude. So anyway.
I know. So we don't read directions. We're men.
Well, I know. So I take the pregnancy test now because I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, and it has one line, not two. I'm like, well, I knew it. I'm not pregnant.
Uh-huh.
I knew it. Ha! I'm like doing a dance. Right. Woo! Right?
No more kids.
Just a little, maybe my IUD's working and I'm just not going to get Aunt Flo for a while. Now, right, woo!
Yeah,
I throw it in the trash.
Yeah,
I get up the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
I throw something else in the trash, and it's sitting there with two lines.
What?
On top, dude. I thought I was gonna puke.
What?
Puke. I thought I was pregnant. So I'm sitting there staring at this test. It has two lines now.
Uh huh.
That says I'm pregnant.
You're like, last night there was one. Now there's two?
Like,
what are you telling
I'm
me?
Now I'm pregnant? Like, what, did I throw it away too quick? Did I not wait enough minutes? Like, now I'm freaking
out. Well, yeah.
Out.
You don't want another baby. Now.
So, I didn't tell you this, Riggs. We were on the air when this happened. I didn't tell you this. Here comes the big twist.
What?
Last week, this happened when we were on the air. I went downstairs, I saw it in the trash, and I started freaking out. I wanted to throw up. And I came up, I couldn't even tell anyone I was freaking out.
Is that why you were acting so weird last week?
Yes. So as soon as I got off the air, We said bye. I drove to the store in about 3 seconds
and
got more pregnancy tests because I was like, I'm freaking pregnant. I can't have another baby. I don't want another baby right now. I'm pregnant by somebody I'm not even with. What am I going to do with this? Like, this is crazy. So I race to the store and get 3 packages.
Oh, God. 3?
That have 3 tests in them each. Because we are not going to screw around. We are going to make sure before I call any doctors.
You're going to line them up. Line them up, man. Line them up.
I go get the digitals.
Yes. Digital ones are better.
I take 5 digital pregnancy tests.
Go ahead. Can you really imagine the look on the woman's face when Allie walks up with 9
Think about how I felt at the store.
Yeah.
Because you know how people try to talk to me at the store.
Yeah.
So I was running down Walmart with 3 packages of pregnancy tests, hoping no one would see me, by the way. Running, okay? So then I take the digitals. They all say not pregnant. I'm like, okay, this is good.
Good.
So then I'm like, why do I have a positive, though? This still doesn't make any sense. You can't have a false positive. So I Googled. You ready for this? Turns out, tests, after you leave them for a while, so it had sat in my trash all night, somehow it starts to evaporate and create the second line from the pee, right?
Just the chemical reaction there.
Riggs, I've never cried so hard about not being pregnant in my life. I was freaking out, Riggs. I really thought I was pregnant for, like, imagine for that period what I was thinking. Like, I was like, what am I going to do? I can't have this. Can I have this? What am I going to do? Who am I going to call? I can't tell him. He'll freak out. What am I going to do? I thought my mind was going to explode. Okay.
Well,
I've never been happier to not be pregnant. And by the way, I got my period the next day. Woo!
There you go. Aunt Flo came
so
right to town.
Sure,
Aunt Flo was there knocking.
Sure not
she was
pregnant,
there.
But it's been years, and every time I've taken one, I wanted it. So taking one when you didn't want it freaked me out. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I've been there before, dude. I've been there before.
And you're thinking to yourself, I took the BC. I have birth control. I'm trying to be safe.
I know. I guarantee other people have been through the same thing, man. 414-799-1037. If you've been through something like that with the false positive.
We're getting texts right now about the false positive. They're saying, the other line will show up if you let it sit for too long.
Yeah, we'll read your text and take your calls next. Hold on, Kiss. Hold on.
Huh?
Hold on.
Why? Why?
I have a question for you right now. This just popped into my head as soon as we started playing this song.
What?
You just had an entire conversation on the radio.
Yeah.
With me about how you thought that you were pregnant last week.
I did. And I thought I had a false positive. I was freaking out. Pregnancy test.
You went back out and you bought 9 more. And you took them all. And they all came back negative.
And I'm okay. I'm not pregnant. And yes, it's all okay now.
I am kicking myself in the face because I did not ask you, who the hell did you sleep with? Because you, to me and to the world, you've just been casually dating around. You haven't been with anybody since Pottery Guy last year because you've been just doing you. And then the pandemic hit and then you were stuck inside for so long. You don't really go out so much. You've been out on a couple dates with a couple guys, but you haven't slept with any of them because they never advanced to that. Or did they? And you were lying to me. So who the hell did you play hot dogs and donuts with, Allie? That required you to take said pregnancy test, huh?
Take a sip of I got to take a drink. I need it. Hold on.
I'm just looking at
you. What was your question again? I'm sorry.
Who do you sleep with? Who was the hot dog to your donuts? Who was it?
Look, I hooked up with an ex. What do you want to know?
If you were an ex?
Yes.
If you were in the studio, I would turn down the lights and put one flashlight in your face. Who the hell did you sleep with, Allison? Who was it? Tell me. Give it to me now. Give it to me. Who was it?
It was a long time ago.
Was it
Riggs?
You went back with an ex? You went back with an ex last month?
Yes, I slept with Pottery Guy. Leave me alone.
And
I slept
the truth
with him like 20 times.
Shall set you free. You went back with an ex.
I have no. What am I supposed to do? Okay.
It was comfortable.
It's COVID. Dating's a nightmare. It takes a lot of stuff.
I
haven't done it in a while, but yeah, I went back to my ex. I went backwards. I'm struggling, people. What do you want? And then I thought I was pregnant and really got taught a lesson, didn't I?
Could you imagine?
No, I would have died and he would have died too, okay? No, it's not happening. No. I'm so, look.
That
I'm too old. Okay, look, I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless. This is why
that
I keep repeating myself.
That has to be on the list of all-time greatest fears of a lot of people.
Oh,
is
being pregnant by an ex?
Yeah, back up with an ex because you're bored. You want to get it on with somebody. It's familiar territory. You've been there before.
You enjoy it.
You know you enjoy it. You know the lay of the land. You know what's going on.
You know the lay of the land. Good
exactly.
way of putting it.
Exactly. You know what's going on. You know the back roads and everything. You know how to get places that nobody else
okay,
knows.
Okay, Riggs, we get it. We got it.
And then you wind up being pregnant with this person that you already left, you broke up with. You don't want anything to do with them.
I would have died.
Aside from their parts, their hot dogs and donuts.
I broke up with them because I had to. It wasn't a choice. But like, I was like, could you imagine though? I mean, I wouldn't have wanted a false pregnancy test. It's really dangerous because I'm playing with my emotions.
Yes.
I'm like, it's stupid because I didn't want to break up with them. I did. I got my, you know, really, I personally felt hurt by everything. So hooking up with him is actually a horrible idea when we're going through all this crap right now, because it's kind of just taking me backwards and not making me feel any better. You know, you go to an ex hoping they're going to make you feel better and they're going to, you know, but they don't. They don't.
Did you satisfy
the same person you broke up with? You know.
Did you satisfy the physical urge though?
Yeah, but the problem is you keep doing that, you want it. That's the problem.
Right.
So that's why it's been a month and a half now. Like, I got to stop doing the X call. Like, I got to stop.
Yeah, you got to stop.
I don't want to, but I got to. For everyone's sanity.
Anytime you talk about
false pregnancy, I can't anymore.
Anytime you talk about this, there are countless women that text into 414-799-1037 that are like, I've hooked up with an ex before. Don't worry about it because it's an easy thing to do. It's very simple. It's easy.
Somebody's like, why did Allie and Pottery Guy break up, though? Dude, this happened at the end of February. And now here come reminder of why you guys broke up.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know what to say anymore. Just that we were fine, and then
you were in different places.
We weren't on the same page. I didn't.
No, you were not on the same page at all.
I wanted to be on the same page, but we weren't.
You
can't force things, so you got to do what's best for you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad that you're not having a child with said pottery guy.
Or anyone.
Exactly.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter who the dad is at this point, okay? We're good.
It's a commercial free hour on KISS. Ah, yes, 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Alley. So right now, the Democratic National Convention should be happening in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Supposed to have tons of people in Milwaukee. Hotels sold out. Airbnbs sold out. Booming money coming in. 50,000 people.
I was sad about that. All the millions of dollars our economy actually lost.
Right.
I was really, you know, that was a real positive for this state, but now it's not only lost, we're here. If you had said next summer the economy's going to be where it is, I would have laughed. And now look at us. We're like, we are not having the DNC.
Right.
We're not getting, like, I just can't. Sometimes I cannot believe the world. Like, it's so surreal.
Well, a lot of people are calling for a Milwaukee DNC do-over in 2024. So, like, the mayor of LA.
I was wondering if they would do that again just to help, like, our economy and what we missed out on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, a lot of Democrats are talking about doing it in Milwaukee in 2024, including Governor Scott Walker, who's even said as well, like, we took a big hit.
Yeah, you
economically,
don't have to be a Republican or a Democrat to understand why this would have been huge for our economy.
Right?
Like, you don't have to be anything in politics to get this one. You know what I mean? If you want the best for everyone, then you
wonder,
want that boost to our economy, period. And if you don't, and if you're mad about it being Democrats, then you don't want the best for everybody. So either get on the same page.
I wonder if it would be the same as like a Super Bowl, having like a Super Bowl come to your town, like that kind of economic impact. Like one of those things, like
absolutely.
A huge event that even if you don't care about, 100%. It's still going to pump a bunch of money into your economy. So,
well, that's what I mean. Even if you don't care, that's what I'm saying. It still helps us. You know what I mean?
Last night, Democrats also officially announced Joe Biden as the Democratic candidate that will take on President Donald Trump. In November.
I saw it and it's so weird, man. I gotta be honest watching the virtual.
It is weird.
They're trying. Like, and the speeches, like Michelle Obama killed it, duh. But like the speeches are fine.
Oh, you were watching it? You watched the whole thing?
Of course. Dude, you know how important the freaking election is? I almost cussed right now because of what the state the world's in. The election is the only, this is the 100 million people didn't vote. That's a problem.
Yeah.
People need to vote. We have problems. We need to do, like, hello.
I'm just sick
like,
of the options.
Fired up.
I'm sick of terrible
but hell
options.
Yes.
sick of
well,
that.
Well, I don't have an issue. I'm fine with my options. I have no issue with my side. So listen, this is all I'm saying. I'm saying you can sit there and go, well, I'm not going to take that bus because that bus isn't going where I'm going. No, you get on the bus that takes you closest to where you want to go. Have you seen that analogy?
Yeah, but when I get there, I don't want to have to walk 40 miles and hitchhike.
Well, then stay at home and don't get anywhere and sit in the same spot. Look, this is all I'm saying. I'm saying the speeches I enjoy, but it's the in-between stuff where they're really trying to make the DNC cool virtually, but it's almost awkward because you're doing a shot of people in Oregon and they're like, woo, but they're by themselves.
Yes.
It's like, I get it. You're trying to build the momentum, but at the end of the day, it's hard to watch some of that
The clip of Joe Biden celebrating. He's like in his house and there's balloons in his living room. It's like, it's weird.
Right.
It's very weird because you're used to having it in this big convention hall with everybody there cheering and everything.
Oh,
it's totally different.
Let me add one more weird thing about these conventions.
Yeah.
The fact that they got up there and nominated, how they go through the nominations. Like they had people up there nominating Bernie Sanders. And then we already knew Joe Biden was accepting it. Like, I get it's like a step.
A formality thing.
This is dumb. Like, this is, we're wasting time at this point. We already know Joe Biden has it. Why are we wasting 4 minutes on nominating Bernie? Like, this doesn't make any sense.
And then they were
sense.
Like, because it's a formality. It didn't make sense.
It's
was dumb.
It's a stupid formality, okay? You're talking to us like we're dumb. We already know who the person is, okay?
Thank you.
So that's it.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so now that Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo have been, I'm just going to keep calling him that, Massimo. We know him as the Target brand.
Yeah.
The more we find out about this is they have gotten their sentences, which is she's going to be going to prison for 2 months, him for 5, and they have to pay a bunch of money. But they agreed to the conspiracy charges. So that's, you know, what they're going to jail for. Because they had said that their daughters were on the rowing team and they were paying all this money to get their daughters into USC, even though their daughters had never rowed a day in their life, rowing, like the sport.
Yeah, didn't they take a picture of them in a boat to make it look like they were?
It was so obnoxious, the steps they took to fraud the system when people who can't get educations or can't get access to that need those spots at good schools. And so it's just maddening. Her daughter was a YouTube star, stupid makeup crap. She's totally at the top of USC. No. So what, you know, all the lying they did came out in the sentence.
Yeah.
We already knew there were a lot of lies.
Yeah.
But some of this stuff, when I read the details, I had to share them with you. It says that Lori Loughlin and Massimo, over the course of 2 years, they engaged twice in this guy's fraudulent scheme with both of their daughters. It said they told their daughters not to say too much to their guidance counselor at the school.
Okay.
It said that they had listed their daughter as a coxswain, which is like the lead person on a boat. Like, she had never rowed in her life, and they were putting her as the leader of
the boat.
It's like insanity. And then it said Massimo started going off on the counselor, saying he was a nosy blank.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so they got, the more they were questioned by what they were doing illegally, they started telling their daughter to lie. Like, are you following me? Like,
yes.
I just can't get over some of these details. It's unbelievable. So they're going, don't listen to that guy. Go in there and tell that just lie to that counselor, because we're just going to get you in and we're going to pay a lot of money and nobody's going to know. I mean, I want to know how many kids got in this way before this got busted. I can't imagine. I know they busted 50 people or something in this scheme.
They were just the biggest names that they had found on there. I wonder how much.
Well, and for the record, they claimed in the beginning, Lori Loughlin and Massimo, that, oh, our money was a legitimate donation. We don't know anything about this. But of course, that was all a lie. They're just liars. They're just liars.
You're lying. You're lying.
I couldn't be more disappointed by Aunt Becky right now. It's just unbelievable.
Well, what do they say? 2 months is what they're saying she gets in prison?
2 months for her, 5 for him. So we'll see if she does it.
Well, with COVID, who knows if they'll even put them in a prison with COVID.
Yeah, and they did a plea deal finally, because it came down to it. They realized they weren't going to win. They were fighting it the whole time, saying we're innocent. And now they're finally, the plea's done. They've admitted it and stupid. What a waste of everyone's time when you should have just pleaded in the beginning like Felicity Huffman.
Maybe they'll be home confined and they'll have to stay in their $1 million mansions and do nothing.
Maybe.
Poor things. I don't know. This sucks. Stupid white collar crimes. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Allie. Yeah. Are you familiar with the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA?
Yes, heard of it. Don't know a ton about it.
People that regulate flights and air traffic and FAA basically oversees anything that's up in the sky, including drones and including people that jump out of airplanes like skydivers. That's just something that I do pretty regularly.
Yes.
Now, when you're skydiving, you can go by yourself like I do, like just for fun, for leisure, for sport.
It's like a hobby for you, right?
It is. 560 skydives I've done. Jeez. Or you can do what's called tandem skydiving. That's where you go as like you're a student technically, but you're strapped to somebody who has a parachute on. So that's the pictures that you see on.
If I were to go skydiving, or anyone listening who'd never been, you would go tandem with another person who's like an instructor. So like it is like you. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to get my certificate to be a tandem skydiving instructor.
I can't believe you're not already. Because how many times have you skydived?
560.
And I remember going to visit on your skydiving place.
Yeah.
On Easter one year. It was Easter, like a long time ago now, like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And I went because my kids got to meet the Easter Bunny.
The Easter Bunny jumped out of an airplane. It was great.
Yes.
In East Troy.
And then it was amazing.
Yeah.
And your wife came and she jumped out of a plane with you.
She did.
And which is wild, right, to me that your wife will jump out of a plane. That is amazing. And I remember going, well, aren't you going to jump with him? And you were like, I can't jump with her because I'm not allowed to do tandems.
Right.
So I watched Riggs jump, and then I watched his wife jump with another dude, which I get is not sexual, but it's just funny when I say it out loud. So she jumps with another dude, which is cool because you could see each other, right? I assume.
Uh-huh.
But I always wondered, why can't you do the tandem thing?
I can now, because at that point I didn't have enough skydives, and now I do. And somebody talked me into it over the weekend, one of my friends, and he was like, you should be a tandem instructor, because it's fun. I can take friends, I can take listeners, I can take family, I can make money doing it. Yeah.
How many do you have to become a...
Over 500. Over 500.
Well, then get on it. Get on it.
Well, there's more that you need. I'm finding out. There's much more that you needed.
Oh, tell me more.
I have to have, through the FAA, a Class 3 medical certificate. Which I was like, what?
What does that mean?
Exactly.
What is that, like an EMT or something? What does that
mean? I didn't
know
what that meant either. But apparently, when you're a pilot of any sort, pilots have to have a medical license. So you have Class 1, Class 2, and Class 3, basically as to how long it will last. So you have to go to what's called an AME, an Aviation Medical Examiner. So I had to find somebody that was...
Okay, I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either. I was learning
an
so
aviation
much.
Aviation Medical Examiner. So they take care of the deaths from planes?
No, they take care of making sure that pilots are mentally and physically competent to fly and operate airplanes.
Oh my God. I hear medical examiner and I think dead people.
You do,
I don't want to say that so bluntly, but that's what I thought.
No.
Okay, go on.
Well, I don't blame
on.
You for thinking that, but this is actually a guy that he's certified by the federal government to make sure that pilots who were operating planes can do so. They're in good mental condition, good physical condition. Basically, so the pilot of your plane doesn't have a heart attack and die. You can know, like, okay, if you have pre-existing conditions or you have heart problems and you can't operate an airplane, they'll deny you that. So I have to go...
As they should. I mean, you're dealing with, like...
because now I'm no longer just jumping out of a plane by myself. I have someone with me. So now I'm involving the general public with me, and I'm technically... an aircraft.
And the question really is, do you want that type of responsibility? That's the other question. I said, you know, it's like you want to be on the team sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't want to coach. Like sometimes I just want to be on the team. I don't want to coach. They're basically putting you in a coach position if you now can tandemly skydive with other people. And by the way, somebody texted in to 414. You can text anytime, 799-1037.
Yeah.
And said, Riggs, have you really jumped 560 times?
Yeah, really.
I have. He's not lying.
Really have. I got a whole log in my phone about it. I keep it every single time. I did 4 skydives on Saturday. And when what I do with tandem skydive, I could do 7, 8, 9, or 10 in a day when they're busy. Like I could take a lot of people out.
Wait, so we don't need to get into how much you make, but you know, the nosy me is like, wait, you're going to jump with 10 people. That's a good day of work.
I absolutely could. And it's probably physically exhausting work. So that's why they want to get this. So I spent Monday when I wasn't here calling around Wisconsin, trying to find an FAA certified doctor, because I didn't know what an aviation medical examiner was. I was like, what?
Right. I go, how are they hard to find?
Yes, there's only like five in the
in
Milwaukee
Wisconsin
area. In the Milwaukee area.
I'm like, in the world?
In the Milwaukee area. There's a bunch in Chicago. I could go to D.C. for the big ones, but there's certain
you
small ones that I could
options,
find.
Yeah,
I did. So
well,
I had to find this.
If you're in medical school or so whatever, you need to, this is an area that needs people, apparently.
Uh-huh. So I found one guy. My appointment is at 7 o'clock p.m.
Oh, my
gosh. Isn't that a strange time for a doctor's appointment? 7 p.m.?
Yes, because we get up at like 3, so 7 p.m. is like midnight to us. So that's really funny.
7 o'clock is early to a lot of people, but to somebody that gets up early like us, we're like, 7 p.m.? Jeez.
7?
Wow. I'm going to take a nap that day.
So then you go in and what do you do?
I don't know. I have no idea what to expect.
Oh, my.
I'm assuming he'll check
tonight?
No, September 10th is my appointment.
Oh,
so I'm assuming I get like visual eye exam, hearing exam, probably my heart, my lungs to make sure that I'm okay. I had to take this whole medical questionnaire.
Yeah.
It's intense and I had to pay for it. So
how much you have to pay?
$175.
Woo-wee. But it's like getting certified for anything you're going to make money on. I mean, it happens. And then at least you know you're going to be hopefully safe because you're trained.
And that's just me that I'll be safe. So anybody jumping with me knows that I'm medically competent.
Not you necessarily, but
you may
you're
not...
jumping tandem.
Well, you should. You may not be medically competent, but I will. I will. I'll be okay.
Oh, the person that texted in now says, that's awesome. I want to do it. See, people want to skydive now that you're inspiring.
Well, now people can skydive with me. I can push them out of the airplane.
Seriously?
You can
skydive
Milwaukee in East Troy. I will strap you to my chest and throw you out of an airplane.
They're going to start getting calls today going, I'd like to request Riggs. And they're like, he's not even certified yet.
But I will be after this weekend. That's right. Yep. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. You might see some new mailboxes popping up around the city. There will be 15 of them put around the Milwaukee County area, the city of Milwaukee as well, in front of libraries and city halls. Voting mailboxes, specifically for mailing in ballots, because a lot of people will be doing the absentee thing. You can still do that, by the way. If you don't know, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. I say it twice and slowly because it's important to vote, especially this year. So
and when you find out you got like 100 million people not voting, imagine like last election, imagine the effect that has.
Oh, yeah.
How many people don't use their voice? It blows my mind. Like it affects us.
They're wanting to make it more accessible for people to vote this way. They say it will be emptied every day. It's going to be like mounted in concrete. All of them will be under 24-hour surveillance, so there can't be any sort of tampering because they know that's what everybody's people
worried,
are concerned about.
I'm not worried, and I wasn't
that.
Worried before, but okay, try to freak me out. Come on, we don't. The fraud with the mail is like so ridiculous. The stories, the stories about all this mail voter fraud that
there
is not even. Been true is like I'm done with it.
There are some
like,
weird
stop.
Things with there are some weird things with mail-in voting. It just is. There is.
Yeah, there's but wait. But let's be clear here.
Yeah.
Every type of voting has issues if you look at it. So you can sit there, same thing with absentee. They have a small amount of problems, but it's nothing that affects the election at the end of the day. And so that's my point. They've said that openly, that each method has small issues here and there. They work them out, though.
Yeah, these will be 15 mailboxes. They said the best places to put them are in front of places like libraries and city halls, because that's where people would go normally to vote. So
all this evidence, though, they're shouting out about mail-in voting not working. There's good luck finding it. Like, go dig into it.
Well, people just want to know that nothing's going to get jacked with no matter what we do.
But we didn't ask that about the absentee. It was the same thing. It's
and
a
there was
mail-in.
And there was a mess when that happened, too. There were so many that were left uncounted. For the last one that we did, what was it, in May, when we had the big one that everybody was concerned about? There were so many ballots that were left uncounted. It was terrible.
Who left them uncounted?
I don't know who it happened with. Was it with the post office or with
the
election
committee?
You got to
know if you're going to say this stuff on the air.
It was with one like of the two. There was a bunch of them that went uncounted for the absentee.
In Wisconsin?
In
or
Wisconsin.
In America?
In Wisconsin, when it happened in May.
And then what happened?
And then we just moved about our lives. I don't know what happened after that.
I gotta know the whole story.
Yes.
Tell these things. This is how false information spreads.
I understand.
So I'm saying if you're gonna make a statement, whoever you are in America, because I'm calling everybody out these days, I'm gonna go, well, how do you know that? And tell me more. And people never know. And that's why I get annoyed.
Yeah, it was a big bottlenecking because everybody didn't want to go out to vote. It was when COVID was hot, and everybody was going out to vote. Yeah. It's crazy. Well, yeah.
So. It's the same as now. Same.
15 different mailboxes will be going up. They are specific for ballots only. So when you see those popping up, they're like red, white, and blue. It says official ballot box. You'll see them around town. Mm-hmm. They'll be going up within the next couple weeks. And they were all funded by a private person who paid for them. They're like $2,000 each, these things. They're huge. They're massive mailboxes. There you go. There you go. And remember the vote, the website to register to vote. If you want to do it absentee or even if you haven't registered, myvote.wi.gov. Register to vote and follow through and vote. There you go.
Yes.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so let's talk about Kanye. And this I'll tell you who he was hanging out with, which I'm convinced he was hanging out with this person because they want him to get better. However, back up a little. We all know that Kim and Kanye have been having problems.
Yeah.
She tried to get him admitted to a hospital for help with his bipolar situation. He had was having an episode. And they were worried because he was sending out all these crazy tweets and about how she was trying to lock him up and he wanted to divorce her. And
well, he
her
was
mom's
having
Chris Jong-un, who's a freaking crazy dictator. It's like calling someone a Nazi. Like, you just don't do it. You know what I mean? So he's like losing it on Twitter. And
he was having a manic episode.
A manic episode. But we were watching it. It was like awful. And for once, some of us in America who understand mental health better weren't laughing. We were going, this is not funny. Like, this is serious. You know, this guy's sick.
Yeah.
So him and Kim had spent some time on a vacation together. They were trying to just live in the moment with their kids. Well, he was seen hanging out with Steve Harvey, which, by the way, they were at a Chick-fil-A with the CEO of Chick-fil-A. So it was, obviously there was some business stuff going on, but the first thing I thought was they were with the executive vice president and the CEO of Chick-fil-A, and they were having lunch, and Rick Fox showed up, basketball player Rick Fox.
But oh, yeah.
All I could think when I heard this was Steve Harvey's like one of those motivational, like, guys, you know, that you want to talk to get, you know, when you're having a bad time. Like, I could easily see him reaching out going, come have lunch with me. Or Kim being like, hey, Steve, you think you can get together with Kanye? Like, you're calling every, like, motivational person in your life to, like, try to sit them down, but it's really just mental health you're dealing with, you know?
By the way, I have a friend that works on Family Feud, the show, like, he's a casting guy. Yeah. He says Steve Harvey is the nicest guy in the world.
I believe it.
He's like, he's nice to every person that comes through on the show. Aww. He's nice to all the stagehands. He's
Which
nice to the camera people. He was like, he's nice to everybody. He's a cool
dude.
Isn't
that why he's the perfect guy to call for something like this? When you need to, like, sit your man down and be like, can you just talk to him?
Right.
The problem is, I've been there where you try to call friends to talk sense into someone, and if they're mentally ill, it doesn't matter. Like, that's really the end of the day.
He's got to want to help himself. He's got to want to help himself. There has to be some degree of him inside that wants to help himself, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so look, he was hanging out. I don't know what they were all doing.
Eating Chick-fil-A is what they're doing.
They were having Chick-fil-A. You're right.
That's right.
There you go.
They were eating chicken sandwiches. And mediocre chicken sandwiches at that. I'm sorry. I said what I said. They're not that great. They're not that great. I said what I said.
Shots fired.
Except the breakfast ones. Those are all right. Those are okay. All right. Oh, boy. So what happened in your neighborhood? It's 103.7 KISS FM. What happened? What happened?
Well, it's actually really good news.
Oh,
but
yeah?
It made me realize that men really do get screwed with some stuff.
Sometimes we do.
I don't want to make this about gender, but it is, because here's the story. So my neighbors, my neighborhood's very diverse, and I love that because I'm in suburbia, but it's not just like, you know, all these little families with their kids married. I'm a single mom. You have a married family with little kids. You have a single old lady who never got married. You have the young couple who's having their first kid.
Yeah.
You have the older couple who has teenagers. I have two neighbors who are gay men that are married. Like, it's super diverse. Like,
your gamers.
I appreciate this.
Please call them your gamers. Thank you.
I love them.
We have gamers in our neighborhood. We love
them.
They're great.
Love it. Yeah. So anyway, super diverse and not all white either. Okay. So just, I love it. So they had a baby, my neighbors, the young couple that is having their first kid that, you know, they moved into the neighborhood a few years ago, bought their house. So they put up a sign that said, it's a girl, because you wouldn't know. You don't see people as much right now. You see them in the yard mowing the lawn.
Right.
You talk in the yard. But unless that was how we knew that baby came in the neighborhood. We're like, oh, they had the baby. So he's outside mowing the lawn. And you know me, I pull up really loud and start screaming, congratulations.
Yeah.
It's a girl. So I'm talking to my neighbor, Andrew. Yeah, I'll give him a shout out.
It's a great name, by the way.
He listens.
It's a great name.
Because it's your name,
I know.
Okay?
It's my government name.
him and his wife, Andrew and Jesse.
Yeah.
So I said, dude, how exciting is it? He goes, well, she's been home, our daughter, Victoria. We're calling her Tori. She's been home for a few days. He goes, and I have officially changed my first diaper. And he goes, and now I've changed about 30. And I said, oh, you never changed a diaper even until the day you had the kid. He's like, yeah, I never changed one. I'm like,
huh?
Oh, because you never babysat because people don't let boys babysit. And he goes, exactly. And I said, I've changed a million diapers before I had kids because I babysat.
Well, he also hasn't been around children either.
Yeah, so if you have younger siblings, that would qualify as well. Like, Riggs, you're a man, but you had all little sisters and changed their diapers.
All three of my siblings I raised, I changed diapers. I've done the snot thing out of the nose. I've done the burping. I've done the changing. I've done the A&D ointment cream you put on the bottom so they don't get the rash. You got to make sure you do that. So don't get the diaper rash. Don't get the rash.
It occurred to me that men don't have a chance because we won't hire them as babysitters. It's so sexist. It's like insane. So you guys almost go through life with no maternal instincts and you don't have them naturally. Well, and if you don't have little siblings, and I looked at him, I said, it never occurred to me how little men know until the baby shoots out.
I was wondering this too. We were talking to somebody in our office on a Zoom call that's now getting a nanny. And I was like, she was talking about all these girls she spoke to. And I said, are there ever any men on these care.com websites?
Yes.
And she said,
there's a few,
there?
But barely any. Like maybe one or two, maybe.
I wonder if any men even genuinely want to go into that field.
Well, that's the other thing. Because at the end of the day, you do have people that are maternal or paternal. You know, not everybody. And there's tons of women that aren't maternal. I have friends that have zero interest in having children. They are not maternal. And I get it. You know?
My wife's one of them, and I'm glad for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Like, fine, you
Some
know?
People aren't. That's fine.
But it just, I thought, how many dudes have never learned so much the day the kid popped out? And you can call or text to 414-799-1037.
You might have dudes listening that still, even after the kid was born,
don't know
didn't do it. They haven't dealt with
it.
Because either the wife is too controlling and won't let him, or he's just never had the wherewithal
Riggs,
to want to do it.
Controlling over our babies? Never.
You? What?
I mean, it's not like a bear in the wild with their baby. We're not the same. Yes, we are.
Oh, 100% you are. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, we're moms. So
have you been in this situation? Maybe your man was. 414-799-1037. Yeah, maybe you are the man. Maybe you are. We'd like to read your text and take your calls next. Hang on. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. You can always catch up with our show on demand with the 1037kissfm.com or the radio.com app. A lot of people don't know about that. Like, if you ever leave the car or you're going somewhere and you're like, I don't have a radio anymore. You do. It's in your hand. It's called your phone. Your phone is now your radio, too.
I don't have an old school radio either. I use my phone, people.
I have one, but it's a collector's item that I bought on eBay because I'm 1,000 years old.
Look, I'm on the radio. I don't have a radio. I get it. We use our phones now. We use technology, people. We've transitioned. And my car has a radio, obviously.
The only reason I have a super old transistor radio is to turn it on and be like, I'm on the radio. That's the real radio, the real one. But no, radio.com is the name of our app. You can download it, and it's the same thing as having your radio. Did you learn anything on the show this morning?
You want to go first? Go ahead.
No, you go first.
Okay, I learned that you are learning how to do tandem skydives. You're
going
to get certified or whatever because you're a skydiver who's done how many again?
560 skydives.
That's not a lie. He really has.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it myself. I haven't seen all 500, just one, but I've seen it. And so Riggs is going to learn how to do tandem, and then your first client will be your wife, and it better be.
She will.
So you're finally the first of something.
I will. She'll
because
be my
at
first.
This age, when you meet someone, there's nothing first anymore.
No, not at all.
So your wife and you will now have a first together.
We're both each other's second marriage.
Yep, that's what I mean.
She'll
like, you've done everything by the time, like, you weren't old when you got married. Married, you know, but you've done a lot by then. You
right.
know?
By the way, I said 560 skydives. Do you know I have an app that adds up all of my skydives on my phone? I've fallen for a total of 7 hours and 12 minutes for a total distance of 753 miles.
That's weird that it tells you you've been in the air for 12 minutes, yet you've done 500. Wow,
right?
That's how quick it is.
It's a long time. Well, you figure you jump from 14,000 feet, that's 2 miles right there. So.
Well, that's what I was going to say. How long does one jump take? How long are you in the air for?
60 seconds of free fall, roughly.
Okay, that's
roughly.
All I need. A minute of adrenaline bliss. That's what I needed. Okay, got it.
Yep. I learned something on the show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That Allie hooked up with an ex and had a false pregnancy test.
Are you out of your damn mind?
You are out of your damn mind.
Why do you gotta say it like, why do you gotta say it so real and obvious?
Because that's what happened.
Beat around the bush a little.
You hooked up with an ex and you missed your period and you took a pregnancy test, came out false positive because it sat in the trash can overnight.
Yeah, it's so hard. Like, getting a false positive is almost impossible.
Right.
Like, you're pregnant then.
Right.
But I had let it sit. It was not pregnant. I throw something in the trash the next day. It's got two lines. All of a sudden, according to the test, I'm pregnant, okay?
There was
so
only
I'm freaking
one.
Out. But it was a thing where I didn't realize tests, if you let them sit, they evaporate, they make two lines, and then, so yeah. The point was, it was a mistake.
It happened,
and I'm not pregnant, thank God.
Everything is okay.
So I was freaking out.
Take a deep breath.
I can't.
You can. Ooh, you should.
I don't want a baby.
You can relive the whole story. I'll put it up at 1037kissfm.com. Uh-huh.
100%. And yes, I use birth control. Let me live, okay?
Thank you. You use the IED, right? Is that what it is?
Oh, God. IUD, Riggs.
Oh, I'm
stop.
Sorry. It's not a bomb. I'm sorry.
Stop.
It's Kiss FM. What?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.